Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a partly cloudy sky now, 74 degrees. President Trump says the U.S. and Iran will hold a meeting next week.
President Trump declared Iran's nuclear program obliterated at the NATO summit in The Hague.
It's blown up to kingdom come.
The president revealed a meeting between U.S. and Iranian delegations will take place next week. He said they may sign an agreement, but it wouldn't be necessary.
The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear, but we destroyed the nuclear.
The agenda for this meeting is still to be revealed, but the circumstances will be very different to those surrounding nuclear deal talks held before Iran's 12-day war with Israel. From The Hague, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A man was hospitalized after a Wednesday morning shooting on Wichita's south side at 47th and Seneca. Police say a fight led up to the shooting. The man was shot in the leg, and he is expected to recover. A suspect was taken into custody. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is appealing an ethics board decision, finding her in violation of city code. A second appeal has been filed by one of the original complainants. The board ruled that in not reading a proclamation during a council meeting this past March, Wu failed to fulfill her duty to perform the operations of government as set by city code. The board is scheduled to meet July 10th to review the appeals and issue their final report. Sedgwick County Commissioners have appointed a new interim appraiser.
Brent Shelton, the county's deputy chief financial officer, was appointed as interim county appraiser. Shelton will serve for a period up to 6 months or until a new county appraiser is appointed. Mark Clark is retiring after over 30 years at Sedgwick County. His position will be vacant effective July 1st. A nationwide search is underway for Clark's replacement. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump is returning to the U.S. following the end of the NATO summit Wednesday, where world leaders agreed to a new defense spending target.
The new benchmark, 5% of GDP annually to be spent on defense by 2035. Spain, however, refuses to spend more. Praise for the U.S.'s role in the Israel-Iran ceasefire. And, of course, the president also affirmed Article 5 of the NATO treaty, which says, yes, we'll defend all members if attacked, and quite a bit less focus on the Ukraine-Russia conflict, though Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was on the sidelines at the summit.
Fox's Kevin Cork reporting from Washington. A suspect is in custody after a shooting that injured a Santa Monica, California police officer.
Santa Monica Police Chief Ramon Batista says an officer recognized an individual believed to be wanted in connection with a prior incident when the suspect opened fire with a handgun.
The suspect fired multiple rounds at the officer and fled the area on foot. The officer was seriously injured but is in stable condition and receiving medical care. Fellow officers quickly rendered aid and transported him to a local hospital.
The suspect arrested thanks to a tip after police shared a photo online describing him as a black man in his 30s.
The weapon used in the assault has also been recovered.
Chief Batista says officials believe the suspect is homeless and could be the same individual who recently shot and injured two teens riding in a Waymo. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock, 74 degrees. Even though rain has been plentiful in Wichita over the last month, it's still important to conserve water. Abby Drought, food crops horticulture agent with the Sedgwick County Extension Center, says it's good to know when to water.
Before you turn on that hose or sprinkler, test your soil's moisture, check plants for signs of stress. It's much better to water based on an actual need rather than on a routine schedule.
So far in June, Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport has measured 10.72 inches of rain, currently the third wettest June on record for the city. The Food and Drug Administration is warning of a rare heart side effect mainly seen in young men associated with two leading COVID-19 vaccines.
Myocarditis, a type of heart inflammation that is usually mild, emerged as a complication after the first COVID-19 shots became widely available in 2021. The new FDA warning label lists the risk of myocarditis as 8 cases per 1 million people who got the 2023-2024 COVID shots between the ages of 6 months and 64 years old. The previous label said the problem mostly occurs in 12 to 17-year-olds. The FDA's label update is the latest step by officials working under HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to restrict or undercut use of vaccines. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
A protest of the pledge prompts a lawsuit against the Detroit area school district.
The ACLU has filed a lawsuit against Plymouth Canton Community Schools on behalf of a 14-year-old student who accuses her teacher of humiliating her for refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance in January. Danielle Califf says it was in protest of U.S. support of Israel's war in Gaza against the terror group Hamas. The suit says Califf's teacher reacted by telling her, "You should go back to your country." She is of Palestinian descent. Her lawyers say Califf's free speech rights were violated, and she suffered emotional and social injuries. No comment from the school district. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Astronomers discover the largest comet ever flying through space.
A massive 85-foot-wide giant comet was observed near Neptune using a powerful telescope in Chile. The groundbreaking discovery was recently made about the largest crater hurtling toward the sun from the Oort cloud in the outer reaches of the solar system. The National Radio Astronomy Observatory says the icy giant is more than 10 times the size of any known comet. The observatory showed jets of carbon monoxide gas erupting out of the comet's solid icy core. Researchers hope that finding will give a better understanding of the makeup of the solar system. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic volume still fairly light, but as they do pick up, watch out for a slowdown around a crash. We've got a traffic accident. This is northbound on I-235 right around K-96 in northwest Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Haylen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, is another warm and muggy morning across the metro, and we'll see partly cloudy skies, heat temperatures up to about 90 this afternoon. But after 3 o'clock, we'll be watching out for some isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms. Not expecting severe weather, but there could be some heavy rainfall and some gusty winds. Storms will likely taper off after midnight tonight, and we'll see partly cloudy skies return for your Friday. Temperature right at 90 with a chance of some isolated thunderstorms into your Friday afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Haylen Wilhite.
Now partly cloudy, a south wind at 15 miles per hour, 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, June 26th, and yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 91 degrees. Normal high for the date is 90. And it was on this date in 2018, Eureka, Kansas, was struck by a rapidly developing tornado, which touched down at less than a mile to the southwest of town. The tornado rapidly intensified into a powerful EF3, with estimated winds of 152 miles per hour as it ripped into the heart of town. Numerous homes and businesses in Eureka were heavily damaged, and this tornado did not claim anyone's life, but it did injure 8 people. This event marked the second time in 3 years Eureka was hit with a tornado of such power. Again, it was on this date in 2018.
Yeah, Eureka took 2 direct hits in a few years.
Just a couple of years, so. Eureka. Today, as I said, June 26th, on this date in 1945, the Charter of the United Nations was signed in San Francisco. And boy, have they been active in preventing people from bombing each other. Not.
Well.
Man, that's just it. I don't want to think that the United Nations has outlived its usefulness, but it sure looks like it has. Don't get much stopped. Maybe they can get some debate going there. Maybe that'll help. Hey, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, taken to a hospital in Washington for dehydration amid scorching heat in the region. Schumer's office stated Leader Schumer was at the Senate gym this morning and got lightheaded. Temperatures in Washington, D.C. were expected to reach into the high 90s as part of the East Coast experienced a heat wave. Washington, D.C., Ted, was actually built on a swamp,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, a swamp.
So, you know, it's kind of humid there anyway. Mm-hmm. So,
if you get up in the
90s there, it can be pretty uncomfortable. What we were talking about yesterday or earlier this week about drinking lots of water and being hydrated. Doesn't take much. You know, this here, right, what I'm drinking right there, it's not going to be helpful.
What do you got right there?
Coffee.
Oh, okay.
But it's good coffee. It's Prairie Fire. So.
Yeah.
But when I get through drinking that, I'll drink some water. We counterbalance the.
You've got some water here, too, in a big cup, so you're all set.
There you go. Yeah. A woman in Kentucky rescued an unscratched lottery ticket from the trash can and discovered it was an $80,000 winner. Shepherdsville resident Pamela Howard Thornton told Kentucky lottery officials the $5 Flamingo Bingo scratch-off ticket had caught her eye before, but she had never bought one until her recent visit to
the trash
Speedway in Lebanon Junction. These are all places in Kentucky. Apparently, that thing found its way into a trash can. She rescued it, and it turned out to be an $80,000 winner.
Oh, wow.
Flamingo Bingo is a good name, by the way.
Flamingo Bingo. Yeah, yeah. I kind of like that. That's great. 6:14 now, Stephen's hit in the morning. See, I get a shout out to Dr. Jason Wagle, my periodontist, whom I visited yesterday for a little checkup, taking some pictures of my teeth. And haven't seen Dr. Wagle for a while, but he's a good guy, and always like to see Dr. Wagle. See what we got coming up today on Steve and Ted's show. Well, we've got at about 7:35, we'll talk with Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas.
Yeah.
This is next week's going to be kind of busy traveling.
Holiday week next week, yeah.
Yeah, AAA's already coming out with some estimates on what kind of numbers they're going to see there.
And with July 4th on a Friday this year, that's an automatic three-day weekend.
Yeah, and that's going to be, they're not going to be about Thursday at noon. It's going to get scarce everywhere. Everybody's going to start. Hey, you know, and I was just thinking, Ted, where do you have any idea where would be the best place to watch a fireworks display? If you know, my grandkids used to just blow them off in the front yard like crazy.
Usually there's one or two people in your neighborhood that are doing it.
Yeah, you're right.
Start right there. Just go to your front porch and you'll probably see something.
That's true, I guess.
But you're talking about something bigger.
Is the wind surge going to be in town, do you know, or anything like that?
Yeah. They'll have three home games.
Oh. That might be something to consider.
You got that as an option. I'll tell you what, if you go out to like the Andover area,
is it
like,
big?
There's like hundreds of people shooting off pretty amazing fireworks.
Yeah, maybe that's.
You don't have to drive very far.
You don't have to go very far. Just drive into the neighborhood.
Of course, it seems like some golf courses and country clubs do some pretty big shows.
I remember over the years, the Rolling Hills has had a good show.
Wichita Country Club over the years sometimes has had some big shows.
Should be able to see, you know, some pretty good displays just driving down the street.
Yeah. And I've been out and about.
There you go.
July 4th sometimes.
Just about a week away. KNSS now 6:16 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Let's go ahead and take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Big night in Wichita. Tonight is the 27th annual Greater Wichita Sports Banquet.
Oh, wow.
Downtown at Intrust Bank Arena at 6 o'clock this evening. Guest speaker, pretty good guest speaker, KU basketball legend Mario Chalmers. All he did was win a national championship with the Jayhawks, and he got two NBA rings. So, pretty good guy to have in here. Mario Chalmers, your guest speaker. Tonight's banquet also features the annual bestowing of awards, including the Lynette Woodard High School Female Athlete of the Year and the Barry Sanders High School Male Athlete of the Year. And, of course, the best college catcher in the nation will get a big award, the annual Buster Posey National Collegiate Catcher of the Year Award. The three finalists are here in town from Coastal Carolina, Texas, and Notre Dame. So,
do they they don't name them until the banquet? Is that right?
We don't find out until the night.
All right.
So,
should be good. Are you going?
I don't think so.
Okay. I know you've done a couple of times over the years.
I've been before.
Yeah. Where do they have it again?
It's at Intrust Bank Arena.
Ooh.
Downtown tonight, 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Could be that big.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
Going to need 14,000 seats for that?
Who knows? If the tickets fly off the shelves, sure. The Greater Wichita Sports Banquet is tonight, so we'll have some of those winners tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah. Minor League Baseball, the first place Wichita Wind Surge, 1-0. Last night, taking on the Springfield Cardinals. Dominant game for the Surge, winning 10-1. 2,400 fans at the game at Equity Bank Park, and a huge night for the cleanup hitter for the Surge, right fielder Kalai Rosario. 4-for-5, 6 RBIs and hit for the cycle.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great night.
Huge night for Rosario. Only the second surge player ever to hit for the cycle. He had a double, a home run, a single, and then capped it off with a late game triple. Two RBI triple in the bottom of the eighth. That's an exciting
that
way to get
fun.
The cycle
yes,
right
sir.
There. So Rosario had a massive night. Hey, the Surge has won six straight home games at Equity Bank Park. And they're off to a 2-0 start in the second half of the season. Springfield and Wichita again tonight, 7:05 downtown at Equity Bank Park. I wish I had better news for you for the Kansas City Royals. Uh-oh. Once again, kind of same old story. Another loss at home and just absolutely no offense. Denny Matthews with some action in the postgame.
3-0 final score. The Rays with 11 hits to just 3 for the Royals. Royals 2 singles and a double. Last night, the Royals 4 hits and 1 run. So the problems continue, not only offensively, but you can say offensively here at Kauffman Stadium. And things are not going well at all, and there really wasn't, Jake, any time where you thought, man, the Royals are kind of putting a little something together, getting a bit of a rally going, but nothing at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
4 straight losses. How many runs have they scored in those 4 straight losses?
I'll go with Steve? 3.
4.
I was close.
Getting 1 run a game, yeah. 9 straight losses at home. In the last 54 innings at home, the Royals have 0 home runs.
This is baloney.
It's awful.
I mean, you got to change something. I don't know what it is.
The bottom 5 hitters in the Royals lineup went 0-15 last night, so just nothing. The Royals will try to avoid a sweep. They're hosting Tampa Bay again. It'll be under the sunshine. An afternoon game at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Royals-Rays, listen live on your home of the Royals, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We do have a big birthday today. For Wichita Sports, the last guy, the last Shocker football player that played in the NFL. You know?
No.
Jumpy Gathers.
Jumpy, yeah.
65 today. The last Shocker to play in the NFL, defensive tackle, James Jumpy Gathers. 6'7". He was drafted in the second round by the New Orleans Saints and played 13 years in the NFL. Got a Super Bowl ring with the Washington Redskins in 1991.
He was a great
one. Great athlete, fantastic player, and the last Shocker.
Did they call him Jumpy because he had like a 40-inch vertical?
Well, yeah, he's 6'7", and I think he came to campus, and he one of his options was to play basketball as well as football, but I think he decided to concentrate on football.
What a great nickname, Jumpy.
And he just had this massive body. Oh, yeah, that guy, that was a heck of an athlete.
He really.
Yep, the last Shocker in the NFL, Jumpy Gathers. Today is his birthday. He's 65 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted, and sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. WBC is celebrating July 4th, coming up with $4 beers from July 2nd through July 6th at all 3 of its brew pubs. What a great idea for entertaining out-of-town visitors.
You bet.
Yeah. Wichita Brewing Company, remember, $4 beers. July 2nd through the 6th, coming up next week. That is Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Maximizing Your Sleep. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Thursday morning. 74 degrees. A man has been charged with murder in connection with a fatal shooting in West Wichita over the weekend. 26-year-old Michael Dixon Jr. is charged with second-degree murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. The shooting occurred Saturday afternoon near Central and West Street, where officers discovered 23-year-old Sonny Stallings had been shot. He later died at a hospital. Bond was set at $150,000.
Congress could vote to limit President Trump's military powers.
A vote could still happen this week on Senator Tim Kaine's resolution to rein in the ability for the Trump administration to use military force on Iran without certain congressional approval. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the Trump administration is working to find the leak of a preliminary low-confidence intelligence assessment of the recent strikes on Iranian nuclear sites.
And what kind of consequence could the leaker face? They should go to jail.
The administration has pushed back on the report, and officials are set to brief members of Congress starting today. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The nation's premier pro-faith event kicks off in the nation's capital this week.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual Road to Majority Conference runs through Saturday at the Washington Hilton in Washington, D.C. Confirmed speakers include House Speaker Mike Johnson, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin, and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. Organizers say for the past 15 years, the conference has empowered conservative activists to fight for their values at the polls and in the public arena, adding it's designed to forge a path toward a pro-family majority, giving attendees the knowledge and connections they need to drive engagement and voter turnout. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
This is the third wettest June in Wichita history. Still important, though, to conserve water. Abby Drought with the Sedgwick County Extension Center says if you need water, be sure to measure what you're applying.
Use a rain gauge or container to catch both rainfall and irrigation water so you can monitor how much your plants are getting and whether you've met your watering goals for the week.
Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport has measured 10.7 inches of rain this month.
U.S. Navy sailors and family members joined local Okinawan volunteers at Peace Memorial Park this past Sunday to prepare nearly 7,000 candles for a vigil on the eve of Okinawa Memorial Day.
The event honored the 80th anniversary of the end of the Battle of Okinawa, an 82-day conflict in 1945 that claimed more than 200,000 lives and stands as the deadliest battle of the Pacific Theater during World War II. Each year, organizers extend a special invitation to the U.S. Navy to take part, during which volunteers transform the site of the battle's final phase into a solemn landscape illuminated by thousands of candles. One of the evening's most powerful moments came when service members and Japanese students worked together to arrange hundreds of candles into a symbol for peace, creating a striking visual tribute. Navy volunteers also had the opportunity to visit the Okinawa Memorial Museum that features powerful exhibits, photographs, and firsthand accounts from survivors, allowing sailors and their families to gain a deeper understanding of the battle's devastating impact and the enduring commitment of the Okinawan people to peace and harmony. This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12 is another warm and muggy morning across the metro, and we'll see partly cloudy skies, heat temperatures up to about 90 this afternoon. But after 3 o'clock, we'll be watching out for some isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms. Not expecting severe weather, but there could be some heavy rainfall and some gusty winds. Storms will likely taper off after midnight tonight, and we'll see partly cloudy skies return for your Friday. Temperature right at 90 with a chance of some isolated thunderstorms into your Friday afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now partly cloudy, 74 degrees. We have a south wind at 15 miles per hour. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, Thursday, June 26th, 2025. On this date, in 1977, Elvis Presley performed in public for the very last time. It was on this date in 1977. Law Camp. LAW Law Camp stands for Leaders, Achievers, Winners. Welcomes a group of 140 campers here in Wichita, aged 12 to 4. I'm not sure of the age. The oldest age is 14.
Yeah, 10 to 14.
10 to 14. I dropped a zero here. The annual camp is presented in partnership by the Wichita Metro Crime Commission, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, Wichita Police Department, City of Wichita Parks and Recreation. And joining the campers are 70 volunteers. And that includes officers from 11 law enforcement agencies across Sedgwick County, military personnel from McConnell Air Force Base and the Kansas Air National Guard, as well as firefighters and EMS officials or professionals from the City of Wichita and Sedgwick County. Campers meet and engage with first responders from agencies throughout Sedgwick County while enjoying treats, games, and other activities. It's a camp for basically for learning about law enforcement and public service with first responders. How about that?
Yeah, it's a big annual deal by the Metro Crime Commission.
They do a great job.
I think one of the things they're doing today, there's got a Kansas Highway Patrol helicopter landing at Watson Park.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That'll be fun.
So that'll be that'll be sweet.
A recent survey by QS Supplies reveals the average American scrolls their phone on the toilet for 49 hours annually. That's just over 2 full days each year. Gen Z leads the pack at 54 hours, with 66% scrolling social media, 40% streaming videos, 37% responding to messages, and even 2% taking video calls from the bathroom.
Oh, yikes. That's
well, I had a person who...
It's multitasking.
Yeah, you can do more than one thing at a time. We did have a person who worked here for many years. I'm not going to mention any names, whom I have gone into the restroom, our restroom, and heard that person on the phone chattering away with somebody.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if the person on the other is, what is that echo? Anyway, there you go. You got to make a good use of your time, right, Ted?
Yeah, this isn't. I don't do that.
I don't either.
I'm not on the phone when I'm on the throne.
No. Throne time is throne time. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted, and looks like we're going to have, 72 million Americans traveling next week. That's an estimate from AAA, and we're going to talk with Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas about an hour from now with Steve and Ted.
Very good.
Talk about going on a road trip, maybe. 6:37, Steve and Ted, time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The trading Wednesday for our cattle complex was much more calmer than the previous two sessions. Now, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures had inside trading sessions as they traded and closed two-sided. Now, there has been a little cash cattle trade, which looks to be lower than last week. We're also looking at the Teamsters will be holding a strike vote next week at the Tyson beef plant in Amarillo, Texas. Lean hog futures made new lows for the week, but closed mostly higher yesterday. On the close, August live cattle 57 cents lower at 208.97, August feeder cattle 5 cents higher at 302.30, and August lean hogs 27 cents higher at 111.22. The downside slide continued Wednesday for the grain and the soybean futures with new lows for the current slide. The corn and the soybean meal futures made new contract lows, and December cotton had its highest trade since June 3rd. Next Monday is the acreage report and the quarterly stocks report. At the moment, we have some upside. July Kansas City wheat up one tick at 524.5. July corn up 2.75 at 413. And July soybeans up 2 pennies at 1027.25. August crude oil trading 27 cents higher at $65.20. August gold up $6 at $3,349. September S&P 20 points higher at 6,167. September dollar index 33 cents lower at 96.94. And September Dow Jones futures up 104 points at 43,410. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
How far north is the wheat harvest right now? Where are they cutting?
Oh, it's as far north as almost Nebraska line. It varies off and on in places up there because of rain, but it is continuing to move further north and expanding east and west, too. Most of the state's got some harvesting going on somewhere.
Will they be going all the way into Canada then on this thing?
Well, eventually they will.
Yeah.
But now, when you get up to Canada, you've also got spring wheat up there.
Okay.
Which is harvested just a little bit later.
Yeah, different crop. Okay.
Different variety of wheat.
Different variety. Okay. So how's your week been there at Leffler Commodities? You had a good week this week?
We've been very, very busy. With the wheat harvest going on and the markets being the way they are, we've had a lot of activity.
Okay. Good. It keeps you from running around the streets and getting into trouble over there in Augusta.
That is exactly right.
Busy man, yet he still has time to talk with us every morning.
That's right. He makes time to talk with us and our listeners. Right, Tom?
You bet. It's worthwhile.
That's awfully generous of you to do that. Thank you, sir.
Oh, I mean, I got to know about the cattle complex.
Oh, the cattle complex.
That's right.
Lean hogs.
Know where that beef is.
There you go. Hey, thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning, 6:41 now. Steve and Ted coming up. We got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Knowing the signs of a Medicare scam.
Ooh,
this could be useful. Don Grant, CFP. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:45 now. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu will appeal ethics violation for not reading a proclamation at a city council meeting.
Two.
Man shot during a fight in South Wichita, expected to recover, suspect in custody.
One.
Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding. Trump says U.S. and Iran will meet next week. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, we had a traffic accident up by I-235 and K-96, and police have managed to clear everything out there, so traffic back to normal in that area. We do still have a stalled-out vehicle, though, southbound on I-235, although that's much closer down towards Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny with a 40% chance for rain later today and a high today of 90 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 71. Then Friday, mostly sunny, 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 90 degrees, now partly cloudy. South wind at 15 miles per hour. 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A doctor who gave patients free treatment gets a much-deserved reward.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Baltimore doctor who for decades gave free care to patients and the community that helped him pay for his cancer treatment makes today's Dean's List. Michael Zollicoffer, or Dr. Z, as he's known to his patients, has spent 40 years helping the community in the poorest neighborhoods. He's never turned anyone away, even if they couldn't pay him. So when it came time to pay him back, the results were overwhelming. Dr. Z was diagnosed with cancer and couldn't afford the $150,000 of treatment. And that's when former patients, families, friends, and strangers raised close to $300,000. He was recently honored in Washington, D.C. for his incredible decency and dedication to his Baltimore community. Dr. Z is back to work seeing patients and helping them when they need it most. He says he's thankful he was diagnosed with cancer because whatever the outcome, he's the happiest man on the planet. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Traders were looking at war and interest rates on Wall Street Wednesday.
Stocks taking a breather after Tuesday's rally and ending mixed as an Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding, and investors digested remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell during his second day of congressional testimony. Powell stressing that the central bank is still studying the effects of President Trump's tariffs before deciding on interest rate cuts. Tech stocks were among the gainers, lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, while consumer staples lagged. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Visa, Travelers, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 107 points, the NASDAQ higher by 61. S&P 500 was flat. Hillary Byers, Fox News.
Knowing the signs of a Medicare scam. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. It's really hard to pin down an exact number because the fraud is very complex. But Medicare and Medicaid scams total between $60 and $100 billion a year. Now, some of the recent scams include billing for services or supplies that were not provided, providing unsolicited supplies to beneficiaries, prescribing unnecessary and excessive tests and services. Scammers have been known to give a kickback in exchange for a beneficiary's Medicare number or requiring Medicare number for an educational presentation when unnecessary. In order to protect yourself, it's important to know the signs of Medicare scams. Crooks want your Medicare number. To get that, they may call and text and or email you with requests with things like this. You need to activate or renew your Medicare card. Don't fall for it. Medicare would never call you for that. We would like to send you a free genetic testing kit. So, of course, we need your Medicare number. Medicare has authorized us to send you a free knee, back, or elbow brace. And we need your number. You qualify for a refund on your Medicare costs, and they need your number. Yeah. We'll send a free permanent Medicare card engraved with your name and Medicare number on it. So they obviously need your number. You've heard this before, but never give your Medicare card or number to anyone except your doctor or people that you absolutely know should have it. So that's, of course, if you have any questions on this, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
Yeah, don't give your number.
No.
It can sound pretty legit, I guess, on the phone and whatever, but yeah, that's the idea.
That's the idea.
They trick you.
They're being clever
and they're tricking you.
They scam you, yes.
Yeah. And when somebody tells me I'm good looking, I know they're lying.
No.
They're exaggerating.
No.
Today is, of course, National Bomb Pop Day. We do this every year, at least once. With its iconic and immediately recognizable trio of colors, red, white, and blue, it was born at the outset of a period of patriotic frenzy in American history. What is a bomb pop? Okay.
Didn't your uncle invent it or something?
Hang on. We're going to get there.
Okay. Sorry.
A frozen confection that is shaped like a rocket. It's tri-colored, each color for a different flavor. The original flavors were cherry, lime, and blue raspberry. Now, I did some research on Memorial Day. We had our family reunion down in Iola, and three of my cousins were there, the girl cousins, who are in the same family. And I said, is it true that your dad invented the bomb pop? Three of them all said, yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Said, we had to taste it and pick out colors and for it and everything. Said, in our basement.
Wow.
It said he also invented this little popsicle stick that had notches in it. You could fit it together. You could make houses out of it, like Lincoln Logs. He invented that, too. They never got any credit for that. Never got any money out of it.
So did he work for like an ice cream company?
No, he's an advertising guy. Had his own little agency up there in Kansas City for years.
So then when he invented the bomb pop, then did he make it and market it, or did he just sell the idea?
And gave the idea to some confection company, and away it went. So he didn't get it copyrighted, or what are they called? Patented the bomb pop.
Wow.
So you are not the heir to the bomb pop fortune.
No. Nope. I'd like to be the heir to some sort of fortune.
Oh, man.
The bomb pop, And that would have been in the early to mid-50s.
Right. That makes sense. Because it's that whole atomic thing was going on with Sputnik and all that.
Did you hear the Fox report a while ago on this comet that's out there? It's supposed to be the biggest comet ever.
Mm-hmm.
85 feet across. I thought comets were bigger than that. I guess they're not very big, huh? What's the size of a comet? Anybody know? Most of them are about as big as a golf ball.
Amazing, though, we can still see them sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet they're not that big.
Apparently they're all around us peppering, you know, but I've never seen a comet. Have you? I've seen Comet Cleanser. That's as close as I get.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's 85 feet across, and they didn't say it's going to hit the U.S. and wipe out a city or anything. So.
Well, 85 feet across. Well, that seems like a good size.
Pretty sizable.
Yeah, that dropped in your backyard.
That'd be problems.
Knock a hole in your backyard.
All right, Don. Are you all right? You getting enough water and everything?
Why do I look like I don't?
Yeah, you look pretty sickly to me. What do you think, Ted? You look like you.
Well, we did have the changing of the guard last night for the wagon.
Changing of the guard.
Meaning that we brought in a new captain.
Oh, is that the top person then, the captain?
The Grand Poobah.
The Grand Poobah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jerry Coleman is our new new captain.
Does he get to wear a crown or anything like that?
No, he wears his cowboy hat. You know, when he's in public.
You know, when you had the chili cook-off several years ago, I got to be the potentate on that.
I know you were very impotent.
Yeah, I loved it. All the attention you get.
You did. Yeah, yeah. You had an adult beverage. You get to ride around with your scepter. Yeah,
great.
And then tell people if their booze look nice. And
they give you this really heavy coat to wear. You have a scepter that's a toilet plunger. And they give you a can of warm beer and say, welcome. Welcome to the Wagon Masters.
Your beer wasn't that warm.
I'm kidding. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Good, good. Well, you were a good potentate.
Thank you, Don. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. Steve at 10 in the morning coming up here. Top of the hour at 7 o'clock, Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding. We got that story. We had a man shot in South Wichita yesterday. We'll tell you about that coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.